Welcome to Girls Gone Hallmark, a Hallmark review podcast. I'm Megan, and I'm a longtime Hallmark fan.
I'm Wendy. I'm a former Hallmark hater.
Today, we're doing something a little bit different, and we're revisiting The Way Home Season 2. We had so many people reach out to us with fan theories and thoughts and questions, and we had one viewer literally beg us to do a follow-up episode. So we're here to discuss your thoughts, your theories, your ideas, because it's going to be a long wait for season 3.
A long wait.
So here's some ideas to tide you over. Let's jump right into it. And I'd like to jump right into it with Laura's email, as it was her email that encouraged us to make this episode.
Okay.
So Laura is a newer listener who found us because of The Way Home. And she sent us some very well thought out thoughts. First up, she says, Casey, not necessarily a good win, which we kind of discussed. Perhaps Casey is child of Alice.
Mm-hmm.
They could simply be using that name as a guise. In theory, they could have interfered with the sale of the Landry farm without being a good win. Maybe Casey interacted with the son of Evelyn or the lawyer to make the sale look like a bad investment. I definitely agree, though. It would appear that Casey is Alice's child. Who else would a mother give a parent's wedding ring to other than their child?
Mm-hmm.
Next up, I agree with all of that. I'm fully on board. I think Casey is a Landry in some way.
Okay.
Or I think I would absolutely believe that Casey's a Landry. Where are you on that?
I'm kind of torn. I love the idea that they would be a Goodwin.
Yeah.
And Alice is somehow, but that is Alice's child. So Alice had a child with a Goodwin. I kind of like that.
Yeah, they could be a Landry Goodwin.
Complicated tie.
Yes. Bringing it all home.
And who would that person be? It's kind of exciting to find out eventually.
Yes.
So I'm open to any of that.
She says, please discuss the look on Sam's face when Elliot brings up the coins at the dinner scene. He reacts to hearing 1,800 coins. Something is up there. And Sam knows more than he has let on.
I would believe that, especially since you talked about how the writers, nothing's a throwaway storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Sam has a purpose other than being like the new landowner there or the new neighbor or Dell's new love interest.
Yeah, there's more there.
There's got to be.
In.
Yeah, well, what if he's a bad guy, though?
What if he's a bad guy?
What if he is? Do we know Sam's last name?
We do.
It's not
Coyle?
Yeah.
No.
Hmm. Anyway.
Well, not that we know. Not that he's using.
Right.
He could still be a descendant of Thomas Coyle without having the Coyle last name.
Yeah, I'm being a shady, shifty thief. I don't know. Who knows?
I don't know either.
I hope that's not Del's future because I don't want...
Oh.
I don't want Del to... her heart was broken.
He's a bad guy, you hope he's not Del's future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
He just... If he's a bad guy, he's playing a good long game because he's been quite lovely to her.
But what if he came via the pond on the horse?
Maybe. The Finn Factor.
Yeah.
I don't know. You and I had some back and forth about the scene that we discussed all season where there's someone watching during the fireworks evening scene. And it was revealed that there were three people watching. We have young Elliot and Alice. No. Not young Elliot, adult Elliot and Alice watching, and then pulled back, we have Colton. And there was some confusion. Were they there in two different times?
Mm-hmm.
They're not. But what she says is correct. Elliot / Alice and Colton are all there in early summer 1999, all watching the Landry summer kickoff. So they're not in two different pasts. However, they can come from two different present days. It's in the past for both of them. I agree with that. I think it stands to reason that Elliot and Alice came from 2024 and we don't know where Colton came from.
Right.
If we stick with the Finn theory. On a related note, you discuss when is Colton traveling from? Is he traveling to the future to be watching the summer kickoff party? Not necessarily. That summer kickoff party would have been approximately 8 months prior to the car accident. Maybe he's traveling from November or December 1999 or from January 2000 when the family is devastated after losing Jacob. Maybe he travels back to see his family in happier times while dealing with the grief of losing his son. This supports the Finn theory that the show producers suggest they are sticking to.
So Colton is time traveling between the loss of Jacob and his own death, right?
No, because that would be future time traveling. Colton is time traveling between the loss of Jacob back to happier times with his family, is the suggestion they're making here.
Okay.
They lose Jacob. Colton's consumed with grief. We have another email that's suggests this as well. And assuming he knows what he knows about the pond can't change the past, visits Jacob, visits his family in happier times.
Interesting. And yes, Colton would know that the pond doesn't allow changes to the past. So he's just simply there to visit. Oh, sad.
We are still wondering where young Colton was in that final scene in the finale, mm-hmm. where in time that took place. She says, finally, I must weigh in on the love triangle with Kat, Thomas, and Elliot. While the Kat, Thomas scenes have had major chemistry and I enjoyed them, I need Kat and Elliot back together. I read in one of those articles with the mother-daughter show producers that Elliot really is a whole new person after time traveling. I agree. I think we said that in our episode, like Elliot's back.
He's kind of made a return to the Elliot that we first fell in love with.
The dynamic will be different based on his new understanding of Kat's experience. I was waiting all damn season for him to get his shit together and speak up to Kat, and I nearly melted when he said that he never should have left town and I want you to choose me.
I agree. That line was so good. It was so good. But I think you might have said it. A love triangle is fun to watch mm-hmm. as a viewer. Mm-hmm. So there's part of me that hopes that maybe Kat and Elliot rekindle things, but also I would love to see Thomas somehow
have his moment.
Yeah.
As she says, I'm okay with a little what's going to happen at the beginning of season three, but I need them to get back together soon. Here's my thought. Look at Ross and Rachel. That show was on for 10 years. They didn't finally end up together until the finale of season 10.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to keep your viewer engaged.
Yeah.
And the frustration of just get it together already and realize he's your lobster is what keeps people watching.
Yeah.
And the distraction of hot Thomas from the past keeps that frustration palatable.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I have another message.
Please.
About Tomcat. This comes from friend of the show, Paula. I've mentioned before how empowering the women are in this series. They all took charge of their lives, made some missteps, but reached their goals. Because of this, Susanna's story is going to be told. Plus, we have Elliot, who devoted himself to helping these women, and in the end, he listened to Kat. Oh, and just to be controversial, I'm not sold on the Tomcat thing. I think he's 1814 Brady. I don't know what to make of Casey. We are making the assumptions that they were AFAB.
What does AFAB mean?
I don't know.
I'm going to Google it. AFAB is an acronym for assigned female at birth.
Oh, I don't think we're making assumptions about that. I thought Casey corrects Kat with pronouns, but
That's true. Could have been assigned male at birth. That's a good question. Did I make that assumption? It's definitely possible I made that assumption.
Not you in particular.
I think it's important to have these things pointed out to us to realize where our biases lie.
Yes.
I don't know that it changes things in terms of our predictions for the show. I think Casey is easily the child of Alice, potentially also the child of a Goodwin. I think Casey's a time traveler. I think there's more there. We know there's more there. What do you think about Thomas being 1800s Brady?
We like Thomas and we don't love Brady, so I think...
I don't hate Brady. Yeah, but he's not... There's no zing.
I mean, Brady has his moments, but overall, kind of like not a great dude because he cheated on his wife and he's a jerk to Elliot.
I see Paula's point in that Thomas isn't a by the book good guy. I mean, he's a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
He has redeemed himself in my eyes in a lot of ways, but I get it. He's not necessarily who Kat would choose in her life. She's a little more on the straight and narrow, other than the fact that she's a time traveler.
Yeah. But, you know, sometimes
we need a bad boy distraction.
Your desires kind of take over logic. You know what I mean?
Hello, Paolo spoke almost no English, but he was hot enough that he was a good distraction for Rachel.
If I can also read another message. Please. And this one is about Susanna.
Yeah.
This is from listener Taylor. Taylor says, I love your recaps so much. I agree with y'all. In my professional opinion as a homosexual, that Susanna was definitely in love with Kat. As you said, there wasn't much for humor besides Elliot after traveling, and I had to call out my favorite episode moment. There was a giant line of customers waiting to order while Alice is sitting down venting to Elliot.
Oh,
I totally missed it, but I could see how that happened.
Michael emailed us and says, my wife and I think, this is just affirming some other information we've heard. My wife and I think that Colton, upset that his son was gone, dove into the pond to relive what it was like when he still had his son. So going back to the recent family past.
Yeah.
As we just like the fireworks.
Episode. Oh, can you imagine living like that? I couldn't imagine. Okay. For a second, think you lose one of your children and you are able to time travel, but you can't change anything other than like witness those moments again. That is too much to bear.
Yourself? I think you have that moment of, I do anything for 5 more minutes with them, anything. Mm-hmm. And so witnessing that moment, I think I can understand the.
It would be hard to bear though. I just don't know.
Yeah, you'd want to come charging out of the bushes and be like, don't go to the fair.
Oh, I can't. Oof.
I have another. This comes from our Facebook group. Did you read yours? You did read, Taylor. This is from Brenda in our Facebook group, who says, I have no theory as to why, but I can't help thinking there is some cosmic triangle involving the pond, Dell, and Colton. The fact that Colton is watching himself and as a traveler, and Dell always noticing that Kat and Alice keep disappearing. Hello, job, school. But she never asks any more questions. Seems like there's something behind all of that. No idea what, though.
Do we think Dell knew that Colton could time travel?
I don't think Dell has enough chill to be ignoring the many glaring, obvious instances that something is going on to not have more information than she's letting on.
Yeah. But then why wouldn't she just be like, I know what you guys are doing?
Because this is a woman who let 17 years go by while her daughter and granddaughter were living in the United States without reaching out because she was afraid of what the reaction would be.
Mm.
Maybe she doesn't want to know what's going on.
It's complicated.
Michelle in our Facebook group asks, will we see young Elliot, Kat, Nick, Monica, and Brady in season 3? Seems like we completed their storylines and they're getting to the point where the adult versions would be closer to their own age.
Yeah, we might have closed the door on 1999, 2000, 2001, 2007. Yeah,
the young versions of our Port Haven friends. Are you going to miss any of them?
I love revisiting that sort of time frame just because it's familiar for me. That's what's really fun, like seeing the 90s stuff. I do enjoy those actors. It would be a shame if there wasn't storylines for them.
I agree. I think maybe we've closed those doors. Alice seems to be under the impression that the pond continued to send her back so that she could solve the rift between her mother and Dell by cracking the case on the missing plane ticket.
Which I feel is a nice conclusion to that part of the story.
With the added moment of Elliot, we see Elliot telling Kat what a good mom she is. We see Alice witnessing that moment of her mom struggling. And in that, I think seeing how much love her mom has for her, I think we could easily have closed that door and wrapped all those storylines. We wrapped Alice and Nick.
Yeah. How do you feel about 1814? Would you be fine if we wrapped that as well?
Because Michelle's next question is, will we see the 1814 crew again? I think there's more stories to tell. Could we be done with them? Maybe. I would miss all of these characters. The young Port Haven crew as well as the 1814 crew. I just think there's still more story to tell with the 1814
crew. I could easily see Jacob being torn between present day and 1814 and perhaps using the pawn to go back to, I don't know.
So to me, what's the point of having Thomas live if they're not leaving that door open? Because Kat got to go back and say goodbye. Thomas, if he had died, his death was in order to save Jacob. I think you could have wrapped it there.
Yeah.
I think I read speculation somewhere that perhaps that scene where Jacob says Thomas lives was shot in case there was a season three.
Mm.
And had there not been a season three announced, we would have just assumed that he died and in order to save Jacob.
Right.
Because I could see how they could have edited that in a way where, well, if this is the end of the show, I think we would have wanted a nice bow. Thomas is gone. He died to save Jacob. And then I think Susanna's story is wrapped up enough. The story of Port Haven makes it to Kat in the future.
Yeah, I think her storyline is...
But why do we know that Thomas lives?
Yeah, that's not for nothing.
That's not for nothing.
But then we have the whole problem is that they can't go into the future. So Thomas isn't...
Yeah, Thomas can't go into the future.
But Jacob was able to because he's from the future, right? He was able to go back, but Thomas can't go with Jacob in the pond. So I don't know how that, where does his storyline go? It doesn't.
I'm having a moment that I wonder when Elliot is explaining the Finn factor to Alice, does he say you can travel backwards within your own lifetime? Because if that's the case, you know, someone traveling with a Landry can travel within their own lifetime. That's why you can't travel to the future, because your lifetime hasn't existed. Well, Jacob traveled well beyond his own lifetime, well past his own lifetime. So perhaps the rules for actual Landrys are different. I don't know if that means for Thomas and Susanna.
It's funny that we're trying to understand the rules when, like...
It's all made up.
It's all made up. So, like, why couldn't you just be like, oh, no, we're going to change this now, even though we've said this in the past. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I have a couple more.
Yes.
Instagram thoughts. One simply says, I need more Thomas and Kat. I'm not going to be mad about that.
I love
more Thomas and Kat. Cindy says, in season one, episode 10... When Alice goes to 2023, you can see someone else in the woods. Season one, episode 10. Is it Colton? ?
Oh.
Mm. My husband does want to rewatch this show, so I'm going to watch it with fresh eyes.
I think I may rewatch as well, just because I want to put the two seasons together. Mm-hmm. We've watched them so far apart from each other, so I would like to watch all 20 episodes back to back.
Final thoughts from our Facebook group. Lance says, I doubt this thought is very original or unique, but I keep coming back to how much I like what they did with Colton's storyline. I do make a couple of assumptions with which others may not agree with. First, Colton has been traveling for much of his life. They show us young Colton for a reason. Two, he's learned you can't change the past no matter what you do. That would mean, in season one, when his son disappears, his extreme grief is understandable, since he feels it is fruitless to use his magic pawn to save his son. Mm. I also assume, though, that he does jump into the pond to try and save his son, but instead of taking him to 1814, it takes him to the fireworks night in the 1990s so he can see his son one last time. One more thought. I am curious about the origins of the time travel pond. Now, this one I wanted to end on. My theory is, this is Lance's theory, Casey is from the future. They used a futuristic time machine to come back in time, see their family, and that machine created a time travel wormhole in the pond. Not sure why it works for the Landry family only, though.
Look, when we start getting like that, my brain, it short circuits.
Me too.
Like, I can't understand any of that stuff, but I don't care. This show is so enjoyable. I cannot wait to see what happens in season three.
And with that, we're going to wrap this look back on season two. You know we'll be back for season three. We can't wait. We hope you'll be back with us. Give this show a rewatch. Listen to our recap episodes along the way. We'll be back with a brand new episode review of Blind Date Book Club tomorrow. Thanks for listening. In the meantime, if you want to talk all things Hallmark, you can hop into our Facebook group, which is also called Girls Gone Hallmark. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.